Daydreaming is No Mystery by Jill Bodonsky from Amuse's Daydream. Agatha Christie famously said, "The best time to plan a book is while you're doing the dishes." Creativity is indeed a mystery, but I'm not sure Detective Perrault is up to the challenge. Although, I could be wrong. He surprised me before. It's not always easy to sit down and be creative. Sometimes a little defiance, a tryst with a washing dish, even a detour from diligence does the trick. A Scientific American study suggests that creativity is fostered by tasks that allow the mind to wander. In other words, we come up with ideas while doing no-brainer tasks that allow us to daydream. This is Daydreaming Music. When your mind wanders, it accesses memories, emotions, random bits of stored knowledge.
The majority of the world's vanilla is made in
Peter
Madagascar.
Peter Paul's first egg for the Russian royals is also called the hen egg and was made of gold and white enamel.
Peanuts actually grow underground as opposed to nuts like walnuts, almonds that grow on trees.
Facts are often the springboard of creative ideas. My mind will wander to cats, pies, and a cauldron of neurotic thoughts that often make my left eye twitch unless I follow the prerequisite of the daydream muse. She knows what works for more fertile daydreams, which include toying around with the idea first, playing with possibilities, marinating in facts and quotes, possibilities, suppositions, surmises, amusement, letting the world be an accomplice to our creative scheming. Small questions help too, just like any detective might ask. For example, what would be a fun way to start this podcast? What sentence would I like to read in a book that I wrote? If I painted a picture of a bird with a crown, what kind of tree would she be sitting in? No need to answer, just asking these questions and then daydreaming and letting associations and aha moments take place without any expectations.
Eureka!
That's the prescription from the daydream muse. Doing the dishes might work for you. Showering is another common activity that triggers creative problem solving, as is driving. For me, it's taking a long walk after eating a cherry pie. Oh, the pie is ready now. And maybe some of the mysteries behind daydreaming are solved. If you're enjoying Amuse's Daydream, don't be shy about sharing it. And check out the show notes for Master Mindfulness classes and Uber Bliss, a wildly creative journey to the present moment. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.